Good morning, Columbus County. This is Darrell Jackson with your CCN local news. Whiteville City Council tomorrow night will discuss the Provalis project and plan improvements to Lee and Franklin streets. Officials are working closely to get the infrastructure work finished before the North Carolina Department of Transportation resurfaces both roadways. State officials announced Friday that the city received a $390,000 grant to reuse a 19,000-square-foot building for Provalis. The company will create 60 new jobs with a private investment of $1.7 million. Meanwhile, a fence manufacturer will bring 151 jobs to Columbus County. Barrier Fencing makes metal and vinyl fencing for both commercial and residential use. North Carolina Governor Josh Dye made the announcement this past Thursday. A $450,000 state building reuse grant will help support the renovation of a 220,000-square-foot building for Barrier in Chadburn. The company will create 91 jobs with an investment of $14 million overall. 57 jobs and a private investment of almost $986,000 are being tied to this grant. In legislative news out of Raleigh, a bill banning diversity, equity, and inclusion in state government was introduced in the General Assembly Friday by Representative Brendan Jones. The sweeping legislation would prohibit DEI funding using tax dollars in state and local governments, schools, and public higher education. If the bill makes it through both the House and Senate, as is anticipated, it faces a veto by Governor Josh Stein, who campaigned on expanding DEI in North Carolina. See the exclusive story at ColumbusCountyNews.com. A traffic stop turned into a long high-speed chase that ended with foot chase and felonies early on Thursday in the town of Brunswick. David Vernosa allegedly fled from deputies near the Tiger Mart. The vehicle pursuit went through Pleasant Plains and other communities before Vernosa jumped from the car at Oak Hollow. He was apprehended after a brief foot chase and a scuffle with deputies. Crystal meth and drug paraphernalia were found in the vehicle. Maurice Green of North Hallsboro is in jail under no bond on charges of raping a child. Green allegedly sodomized a child in his care in November and burned the child's arms with cigarettes. He is charged with forcible sex offense, sex by substitute parent, and felony neglect and abuse. The Columbus County Sheriff's Office is investigating the case. And a reminder that Southern Farm Days is coming up next month. The 15th annual event, one of the largest in Columbus County, will take place Friday, March 14th through Sunday, March 16th, bringing thousands of visitors to the boys and girls' homes at Lake Waccamaw. The three-day festival features dozens of antique tractors and other vehicles, living history demonstrations, a large antique yard sale, live animals, and so much more. And make sure you go to ColumbusCountyNews.com for updates on Southern Farm Days. And we are proud to be one of the sponsors of this year's event. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, I'm Darrell Jackson reporting.